Hello and welcome to another episode of Ash Friendly. I am your host, Teal Jones. I want to thank everyone for listening, whoever you are, whoever you're with. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and to everyone else around you. Well, folks, today we're going to talk about another component on creating Ash Friendly, and that's the community. The community itself for Ash Friendly is the basic stronghold for Ash Friendly, what we're trying to do, how we're trying to accomplish everything. It needs to have the right community involved in it and the right people. And building that goes directly, direct reflection of who we are. So if we have people that are part of our community, they reflect us. They reflect us in their actions, their movements, their gestures, how they treat people, what they say, what they're doing, where they're going, their inspirations, their meaning and purpose of life. That all reflects Ash Friendly in a positive way. So the community itself is built upon people who want to give back a certain way in the best way that they can. Now, a lot of people think they may not have something to offer or something to give to the community, and that's just a line of bull. Whoever been saying that to them for years or however they felt for years, just a line of bull. Every time someone comes, I have nothing to offer, that's a line of crap. I don't really care to hear it anymore, but I accept it. Cool. When you want to find out, I just tell them, when you want to find out what you can offer, what you have to build for the community, let us know. We'll find you something. And the weird thing, a lot of people don't understand, we're not a nonprofit, we're a for-profit business, but we don't ask for money. We are not a nonprofit, we're a for-profit business. So when I ask them, oh, that's cool, then what do you want from me? I would like you to just, you can be a part, you don't have to be a part, you can come here, enjoy what Ash Friendly has to offer. It's up to you. I'm not really here to control you and what you want to do with Ash Friendly. That's up to your choice. Some people donate a lot of money because that's how their best interests are served. That makes them feel good. I dumped a lot of money into Ash Friendly, or I'm going to contribute a lot of my time, or I'm going to knit something for Ash Friendly. It's everyone's a little bit different, and that's what makes the community the community. Now, the thing about our community is that when you belong to us, we identify you, and we, for our purposes, to make sure that you're safe right now, making sure that you're continuing to be safe. Because we'll know in the community, hey, this person's off a little bit. Okay, this person's even deeper. We haven't seen this person in a while. We'll reach out to you a couple times. We'll talk to you. We'll engage with you. We'll see where you're at mentally. So that way we can get you back on track where you want to be, or if you want to continue going down the dark road, we'll just let you go until you're ready to come back. See, the thing about our community is that we do not make any judgments. We don't dive up. We don't pursue, we don't have to accuse anyone of anything. We don't have any stereotypes. We don't prejudge people. We have to keep an open mind. People of all walks of life have made mistakes. And based upon what your individual religious structure, beliefs, that may not go well with someone who's oh, I have a felony for weed. Or, oh, I've done something wrong, X, Y, and Z, but it was just a bad situation, bad time, but I'm not a bad person. So you have to teach people how to forgive, to reconcile, and this is what Ash Friendly is. It's not filled of all just bad people or people that have done bad things. It's about, there's a lot of good people to help people out. There's a lot of people who may feel bad or feel a little bit evil. They're coming to get love, respect, and understanding. And see, that's the great thing about this. If you take somebody who is or is doing bad things to themselves, or they're trying to reach out and saying, I just don't like these people. I don't like this people. I don't like this. I don't like that. And you bring them into our community, they have to go through steps and stages of the community to be truly immersed into it. So that way you know that they're extremely safe people. They're balanced. They'll reach out for help. They will help other people when they need it. They know how to put up barriers up. They know their limits. So there's a lot of things that go into being a pillar of the Ash community family. And so when they come in, our weapon is love. And then so with all that hatred that person has, and then we just douse them with love every day. Boom, boom, hit them, keep hitting them with respect and kindness and understanding. waiting patient. And the key to all of that is, like, we don't expect anything in return. I don't expect that man's money. I don't expect that woman's money. I don't expect anything from that man or woman or transgender. I don't really care. We're here just for them. And let them be. And yes, they're going to test us over a period of time. But it's a group, a collection of people. There's rules to every other organization. There's rules to what we do. There's foundations. And they cannot physically go out and manipulate to hurt other people in the community. Into Astro in the community. If they want to do it outside of it, that's on them. We can't protect them. We can't help them. They're on their own. That's how they want to live their life. We have to really be structured and be really firm with that line. Like, if you want to come in, be respectful to other people. We're being respectful to you. They can test us. They can push us. They can do whatever they want to, as long as they're not hurting us physically or deeply mentally. And if they do that, they have to leave. Gotta leave. Gotta let you go. Come back when you're ready. It's not about them testing us so they can, like, oh, you're leaving me, you're kicking me out. I'm like, yeah, because you can't, I'm not going to have one bad seed ruin the whole orchard. I'm not going to have one person just wreck what we're trying to build because you want to be right or you want to test us to see how loyal you are to us. We're very loyal to you. We're giving you another chance. We'll always give people another chance. We can't just turn their back on humanity the way that, like, people are doing, besides, like, you know, NFL football players. We can't do that to people because that's not how the real world is. It should be this way. It should be that we're giving people second chances. It's hard to get a second chance. It's hard to, like, get opportunity again when you've committed something bad or easier. They don't agree with it, whether it's, like, something simple. If you got a DUI, a lot of us get DUIs. You know, like, we don't condemn that person to, like, going nowhere. Yes, it was a dangerous situation. Yes, they shouldn't have done drinking and drive. But they didn't hurt anyone yet. Let's, like, you know, let them forget. If they did hurt them, when they get out of jail, we have to take care of them. Because if you don't, then the anger and the rage will continue to plague our society. Those people will still be angry. They'll still have no job, no future, no life, no way to make money, nowhere to live. And they'll be homeless on the street and just evil just pounding them every day. Commit more crime, 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 steal, rape, pillage. That evil out there will seek into them because they don't have another option. They need a place to sleep. They need a place to go. And so when they're like that, and when they're so isolated and feeling like that, it's really, really hard to break away from that. And so when you keep giving people opportunities and chances over and over and over again, I know it sounds repetitive, and I know it sounds like we're not doing enough, and why should these people get, like, this second chance opportunity? Well, they need it. Which, if they don't, they could hurt someone innocent. They could go attack. They can go kill just so they can go back into jail so they have water, food, and shelter, because they're trying to take care of themselves. And the odds of them getting caught, what do they care? What do they care? They don't care, because they have nothing else to live for. And that's the way the mental brain works. That's how society works. That's how humanity works. Is that when you have nothing and when you're allowed to do nothing, evil seeks in and just attack every single day. That's why I want all of you, all of America, I want the homeless and the poor off the streets. They can be homeless, they can be poor, but I need them off the streets. Streets is no place. Like, you live or you die by the streets. That's it. Like, there's no, like, living a great life because I'm living on the streets. It doesn't exist. So when you have the community that I'm creating and everyone else around me is helping me create, we put them in the system and they give them love and attention and time and focus and the constant rehabilitation. We go in depth of, like, having the proper professionals in their fields, helping these individuals, guiding them where they need to be, because we're not going to be able to help everyone as a collective unit, but we'll help the ones that never had the opportunity to do it. So I know I went down a little rabbit hole of, like, all the darkness of, like, you know, rehabilitation and forgiveness and understanding, but there is a lot of good people that work for Ash Friendly that are part of the community, that are part of that really put a lot of good work in, and they get rewarded. And they get tons of rewards mentally, personally, physically, friends, connections, everything. Because that's what we do. We protect the good people that are working with us first, and we slowly work our way out to make sure that everyone is getting the needs met. Because it's a collective and a unit coming together, offering what they can they give back in, what they can give back, or what they can't give back. It doesn't really matter if you have feel like you have nothing to give and you have nothing that you to offer. That's fine. We have a lot to give. But the clarification, a lot of people ask me this question about our community. We don't give money. We do not give money, and we will never give money. We give time, needs, purpose, meaning, and understanding. We will never give money because that giving somebody money doesn't work, because they'll always come back asking for more money. Build them build them a skill. Give them ability to make it on their own. Give them the ability to succeed on themselves. Give them meaning and purpose, and that will be a good, outstanding human being from them moving forward. Well, folks, I have to run. My 10 minutes are up. I hope you enjoyed my community. I hope that you reach out to us more and you figure out where or build your own community that is similar to Ash Friendly. I'd love to work with you. But I'll leave you as always. If you love the world, love the people around you, love the environment a little more every day, we'll continue to make the world a safer and beautiful place. Thank you for listening to Ash Friendly, and have a wonderful night.